Dear friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology based on the Torah of Maran Hagon, Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. It is a tremendous chus to be able to learn his Torah, spread his Torah, and I thank you for letting me share and listening. This year should be a special chus for Rav Asher Zelig ben Chana, Racha v'Hatzlacha, Hu v'Chol Yotzei Chalotzav, and for Rabbi David Avram ben Arsena Miriam, Racha v'Hatzlacha, v'Chol Maase Yadu l'Nishmas, Marasester v'Asher Shmua, Rabbi Yaakov Baron Shachna, Shlomo ben Shimon, and we are in the Mid of Mitzius V'Din, on page Samachay of the second volume, and Os Pe Gimel, Kamul Kvar Hine Kol Kamul Kvar Hine Kol Bitul Berov O B'Shishim B'Isurim Nera De'en Ze B'Metziut El B'Din. So as we've been learning in the Midos L'Cheker Halacha, all Bitul Berov or B'Shishim, that it's nullified in the majority or with 60, it's not a mitzias, it's a din. Afilu shitat ha-sovrim she'isur gufa nefach liot heter kishemitbatel barov. And even according to those opinions who hold that the iser itself is transformed into heter when it's mitbatel barov, o dehava ki ilu ne'abad ha-isur, it's like the iser was lost, kishemitbatel b'shishim, ze ne'amarak al din ha-isur v'lo al etzem mitziuto. This was only said on the din of the Isser, but not on the Metzias of the Isser. In other words, we've been making this distinction between Isser and Metzias. Metzias and din, law or reality. So here, when we talk about the Isser, even if you say that the Isser is transformed into Heter when it's Batel, or you say that it's Kilu Nebat Isser, quote unquote, the Isser is lost, that's a din, that's not a Metzias. V'omnam, Efshar haya lomar d'bazeh yimachloket Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim imin b'mino batel o lo l'fi hesper haran b'nedarim she'omnam shnehem sovrim et etzem adin shemin b'mino lo batel ela she'amachloket hi im anu mebitim al ha'dimyon ha'atzmi she'be'etzem hem min echad she'zoi sfarat Rabbi Yehuda o she'anu mebitim al ha'dimyon b'din. So we could say that that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if min b'mino is batel, if you have the same min, do we say there's bitel? And that's according to the Hesber of the Ran. The Ran holds that both of them hold that the din is that min b'mino lo batel. We only say bitel if there are two different minim. Min A has to be mevatel min B. So min b'mino, but if it's the same min, then lo batel, then there's going to be no bitel. So what then is the machlokes? The machlokes is, if we look at the dimyon ha'atzmi, in other words, we look at the min itself, and we say, hey, it's the same min. And since it's the same min, this is chicken and this is chicken. So this is fish and this is fish. So it's one min. And min b'mino lo batel. And that's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Or do we look at the dimyon b'din? Or do we look at the similarity in halacha, and if be'etzim they're one min but they have a different din, that this is iser and this is heter, then they're two minim. So according to Chamim, min b'mino is batel. Why is min b'mino batel? Because they're really two different minim, because one is iser, one is heter. They have the same Metzius, but they have a different din. The Rabbi Yehuda sover shtei bitul ne'amar al ha-metziut she'etzem ha-metziut ki'ilu einena v'lachen aleinu lehabit al ha-demyon ha-atzmi. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the bitul was said about the Metzius, that the etzem ha-metziut is as if it doesn't exist. We don't look at the Metzius. We don't, meaning of what's batal. We say what was batal no longer exists. And that's what we're looking at. So, if they're the same min, and we're looking at the Metzius, so one Metzius, since they have the same Metzius, we can't say bitul. Bitul is only when you have two different minim. So min A is mevatel l'metzius of min B. But if they're the same metzius, then we can't say bitul. And therefore min v'mino ain't no bitul. V'chachamim sovrim d'shekol ikar ha-bitul ne'amar rak al hadin. Chachamim hold now that the whole bitul was said only about a din. U'bishvil kach gam ha-min v'mino ne'amar al ha-demyon ha-dini. And therefore the whole vort of min b'mino was said about the din. And if they have a different din, then min b'mino is going to be, is if you have one min, let's say chicken, that's treif, and chicken that's kosher, and then they're mitarbev, then they get mixed up. So it's not min b'mino anymore, it's min b'she'eno mino. Why? Because you're looking not at the mitzias, you're looking at the din. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're looking at the mitzias. So the mitzias is that they're both the same min. And we don't care about the din. That's not what creates the bittul. The bittul's in mitzias. And since there's the same mitzias, there's no bittul. It's only bittul if it's one mitzias and mevatel another mitzias. But if they're the same mitzias, there's no bittul. But according to the chachamim, we view the din. And therefore, if min echad if there's one min that's kosher and one min that's not kosher, we view them as two different realities, as two different mitzvios. And therefore, we're going to say bittul. Aval kamuvan, she'ein ze muchrach klal. But of course, this isn't muchrach. Ve'efshar lomar, derami b'yudah modeh de'etzem ha-bitul ne'amar al-adin. The Yehuda says, no, bittul was said about, not about mitzvios, that bittul was really said about the din. ובכל זאת סובר מגזירת הכתוב לקח מדם הפר ומדם הסעיר, from the fact that we mix the dam apar and dam asir, we don't say bitul, שבדמיון מציאותי אין הדין של bitul. So if they're the same mitzias, there's no din of bitul. But really, ultimately, when we do say bitul, so then there's a bitul in the din. Isser and heter. Just, you don't go there unless they're different mitzirios. Once they're different mitzirios, then we say there's a bittul in the din. That it was heter, and then it was iser, and it was transformed into heter. So ultimately you could say bittul on the din as long as there is two different mitzirios. So you don't have to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bittul is a bittul in mitzirios, and the chum and bittul is din. According to everybody, it could be bittul in din, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's gzeres hakasuv, that unless they're two different mitzirios, you don't even start with bittul. Continues Rabbeinu, uvezeh v'ayein b'tshuvot Rabbi Akiva Eger, siman samechei. I hope to learn this inside, and we'll see the dvarim kilashonam emir tzashem, I hope, in a different shir. But the mafnah is a very fascinating tshuv, and the tshuv is Rabbi Akiva Eger, b'misha amal konam achilat basar nevela zo. Let's say somebody says that konam, that I'm making a neder, that this besar nevela, I'm not allowed to eat this besar nevela, and now it got mixed in b'shogeg with other chatichos. The afal pi she'isur nevela batel al kolchacha hine isur neder lo batel. So we have two issues here. We have the neder, and we have the nevela. He says, Kona basar achilas basar nevela zu. He makes a konam that he's not going to eat this nevela. And then it gets mixed in b'shogeg with other chatichos of heter. So now the iser nevela is batel, right? Because we know that iser nevela is batel when it gets mixed in with other chatichos. But the iser neder isn't batel. Why is the iser neder not? There's no bittel for a neder. Why? Because a neder is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Person go to Rav and be matir the neder, so it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So what do we say about this piece? Do we say that it's mutter because the nevela is batel, and so therefore it's batel out's nevela, so therefore it's also batel out's the neder? Or no? It's not the nevela, it's batel, but the neder is still there. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. There's no bittel, and therefore you now eat the whole mixture. So it brings a fascinating raya from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that chametz on Pesach isn't batel. It's because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And there, we're talking about chametz on Pesach. There are two isurim. There's the iser achila v'hana, and there's the iser of bal yerah and bal yematzeh. V'isur bal yerah or bal yematzeh, harei hava davar she'ein lo matirim, v'zeh nitbatel. ובכל זאת לעניין איסור אכילה אנו אומרים שמכיוון שיש לנו יש לו מתירים לא נתבטל והחינמי לעניין נבלה ונדר. So there also you have two איסורים. You have an איסור אכילה and you have an איסור הנה, איסור אכילה and הנה, and you have this of Balyar and Bal Yematzeh. This of Balyar and Bal Yematzeh is a davar she'ein lo matirim, and that's misbatel. But as far as the inyan of the isra achila, we say that since yesh lo matirin, it's not misbatel. And same thing with nevela neder. Let's explain a little bit more. The Rambam paskins in the 15th parak of Machalas Asuros, not like the Rush, the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the reason chametz bePesach asurs b'mashehu and has no bittel is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. As we said, but we didn't explain why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And now we're going to explain why, because linyan bal yerah bal yematzeh. We see from the Rambam that as far as Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh is concerned, the Chametz is batel on Pesach. Otherwise, it would have no matir in Achara Pesach. In other words, you have Chametz b'mashehu, and we say that it's a davar sheyesh lo matir, and it's going to be mutter after Pesach. How's it mutter after Pesach? It's Chametz shavar lava Pesach. The answer is that as far as Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, it's batel. And since as far as Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh is batel, therefore it's going to be mutter after Pesach. It's only usher after Pesach if there's no Bal Yerah, if there's you were over on Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. But since the Rambam says that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's something that's going to be permitted. It must be that there's bittel on Pesach. There's no Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh on Pesach because it's batel. Because if there was Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh on Pesach, then it would be Yasser on Pesach, and it would be Yasser after Pesach. There wouldn't be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you'd have to get rid of it. So it must be that as far as Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh is concerned, it's batel. And therefore, it's not going to be Yasser after Pesach because of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Why is Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach Yasser? Because there's Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. But here, there's no Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh because it's batel on Pesach. V'lachein chashev yesh lo matirin la'achar ha-Pesach. And therefore it's considered that it has matirin after Pesach, because on Pesach it's batel als Paira Bayimate. And therefore, Le'inyan Isra Achila Shel Chametz. Wait a second. So you're allowed to eat it on Pesach? The answer is no. Why? Because there's no bittel. Why is there no bittel? There's no bittel because it's a Dervish Shlomatirin. Why is it a Dervish Shlomatirin? It's going to be mutter after Pesach. Why is it going to be mutter after Pesach? Because there's no Paira Bayimate. So if there's going to be no bittel after Pesach, there's no, if it's not going to be Aser after Pesach, it's a Dervish Shlomatirin. So there's no bittel now. So if there's no bittel now, so you can't eat it. But you see, Al-Koponim, as far as Bayer or Bayer Matze is concerned, there is bittel. As Mikan Raya, Shishayach B'chaticha Achat, Shiyu Shnei Yisurim, Yisur, Achilat, Chametz, V'Yisur, Bal Yera, Bal Yimatze, right? We have two Yisurim here. You have the Yisur Achila, and you have the Yisur Bayer or Bayer Matze. And only the Yisur Achila, Yesh Lo Matirin. And the Isser of Balya or Balya Matze, Ein Lo Matirin. Right? Because why do we say that the Isser Achila has Matirim? We say that the Isser of Achila has Matirim because you're going to be allowed to eat this after Pesach. Why are you going to eat it after Pesach? Because right now there's no Isser of Balya or Balya Matze. But the Isser of Balya or Balya Matze, if there would be an Isser of Bayer or Bayer Matze, then that Isser has no Matirin. But in our case, there's no Bayer or Bayer Matze, because there's Bittel. But if there'd be no Bittel, then there would be Bayer or Bayer Matze. If there would be no Bittel, then one would be over in Bayer or Bayer Matze. So we have these two Isurim here. We have Achila and we have Bayer Abayim Matzeh. And what do we say? The Legabe Bayer Abayim Matzeh, that's Ein Lo Matirin, there's Bittel. And therefore we say Yesh Lo Matirin. But the Isur Sheyesh Lo Matirin, as far as the Isur Achila goes, we don't say Bittel. Right? As far as Bayer Abayim Matzeh goes, we say that there is Bittel. And therefore it's considered an Isser Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because it's Batel, and then after Pesach it's going to be Mutter. And as far as the Isser Achila is concerned, so since it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we say there's no Bittel. And if there's no Bittel, then you're not allowed to eat it. As far as Achila goes, you're not allowed to eat it. As far as Bayer Abayim Matzeh go, it is Batel, and therefore it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And as far as the Isser Achila goes, it's not Batel, because it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and that's why it's not Batel, and it's going to be Aser B'Achila. So as far as the Bayer Abayim Matzeh goes, we say that there is Batel, and as far as the Isser Achila goes, we say there's no Batel. So ma afshar lasot? Po anachom mefatzlim et ha'isu. Anachom omrim shalagabe devar achad ze ken yesh bitul, lagabe devar sheni ein bitul. אז משליך על זה רבי עקיבא אגר גם למקרה דנן, גם למקרה שלנו, שיש כאן חתיכה, והחתיכה הזאת לגבי איסור נבלה, as far as איסור נבלה is concerned, the חתיכה is bottle, because we know that by נבלה, an איסור נבלה is bottle if it falls into a tarobus. But when it comes to the Isser of Neder, which is a Darvish Yishlo Matirin, there's no Bittel. So you see, it could be Bittel for one thing and not for another. And that's what Rav Amiel says. ומביא ראיה לזה מיד הסובר רמב"ם דתם את החמץ לא בטל בפסח משום דבר לדברש יש לו מתירים. The reason חמץ isn't Bittel on Pesach is because Darvish Yishlo Matirin. Why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because the bayir abayim matzeh is going to become permitted. V'shem lo gam ken yesh shnei isurim. There are two isurim. There's the isur achila v'ana'ah on one hand, v'isur bayir abayim matzeh on the other hand. V'isur bayir abayim matzeh re hava davar sheyesh lo matirim. So bayir abayim matzeh is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, Why is it a davar shein lo matirim? Because if it wouldn't be batel, then it would never be mutter, it would be asif forever. V'zenit batel, but that's really batel, and therefore it becomes a davar sheyesh lo matirim. U'b'chol zot, so al kopanam linyan ba'ay ra'ay matzah, there is bitel. U'b'chol zot, linyan isur achila nu omrim, shemikivan, sheyesh lo matirim, lo nit batel. But as far as the isur achila is concerned, we say that since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, because the Ba'i Rabbi Yamatz is going to become mutter. Lon is battle, there's no bittle. V'achinami linyan, nevela v'nedir. The same thing would apply to nevela and neder. The mitzad, the nevela part, there is no bittle. There is bittle, excuse me. And as far as the neder part, there is bittle. There is no, sorry. As far as the nevela part is concerned, there is bittle. And as far as the neder is concerned, there's no bittle. V'efshal lefatzel at ha'isurim. Afilu shezeh otach haticha. V'efshal lagit shelinyan nevela. Yesh kan bitul, inyan neder ein kan bitul, kamo shebechametz bepesach. Legabei ba'yer rabbi matze, anach omrim sheyesh bitul, ulegabei adavar hasheni ein bitul, legabei isur achila. Ve'advarim neflaim me'od. So you can again, hopefully, mirtz Hashem, birtzot Hashem darkeinu, anachnu nira'e etze befnim. Ani me'od ohev, yesh lanu sidra, we have a series that we're trying to learn through the tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is Zeyer Geshmak. What am I supposed to tell you, Rabbi Say? Zeyer Geshmak. V'od yoter, sh'arei kol ta'ama d'isur achilat chametz nechshav v'davar sheish lo metirin hu rak al yedei zeh sh'isur bal yer bal yimatzeh v'chein etzev v'tashbit u'kein etbateh, like we explained beautifully. The whole reason that the Isser of Achilas Chometz is considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim, you know why the Isser of Achilas Chometz is yesh lo matirim, is because the Isser of Ba'ira Ba'yimatzeh is batal. And the Isser of Tashbisu is batal. And that's why there's a matir on the Isser of Achilas Chometz. Dim lo yitbatel, if there's no bitl of Ba'ira Ba'yimatzeh, הרי אסור יהיה לו להשוטו אחר הפסח. It will be awesome for him to leave this after Pesach. He would have to get rid of it. ותולו אבא כלל בכלל דבר שיש לו מתירן. And it's no longer דבר שיש לו מתירן, because he has to get rid of it. וכן בנדר. הרי גם כן, כל טעמה, מה הייתי נחשב לדבר שיש לו מתירים, הוא משום דמצווה למצ'ל. ובנדר על נבלה, בוודאי אין מצווה להתשולי, אלא גם כן, דמכיוון שנתבטל איסור נבלה, תו יש מצווה לאית שולי. And also by neder. The whole reason that a neder is a davar sheyesh lo matirin is because it's a mitzvah to be shoal on the neder. Now by a neder of a nevela, there's no mitzvah to be shoal on the neder, because why would you be shoal on the neder not to eat this piece of meat that anyways else should be eaten? So then how can you say that legabe neder it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you're going to be shoel. There's no mitzvah to be shoel. So the answer is the same thing we said by the same idea we said by the chometz. Since there's a bittel of the isser of nevela, memela, there's a mitzvah l'tshule. Just like we said, since there's a bittel in the bal yirah and bal yimatzeh, memela, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Legabe, the achila, memele, you're allowed to eat it. By the chametz, and by the neder also. It's a mitzvah to be shoel, and you're allowed to eat this piece of meat, because the neder out of the nevela became batel. And now, mitzvah the neder, mitzvah l'tshule. And where do we see this mitzvah l'tshule? We see it in the Gemara Nedarim and Afnetes Amar Aleph. Gevaldik. ובשני הדברים הללו, גם בחמץ בפסח וגם בנדר על נבלה, יש לנו הציור הזה, שדווקא ביטול של איסור אחד משני איסורים, זהו סיבה לשלילת ביטול האיסור השני. So in both cases, we have this tziur, we have this picture, this illustration, this scenario, where dafka, the bittel of one isser, of two isurim, is the reason for the negation of the bittel for the second isser. In other words, because there's bittel for isser A, there's no isser bittel for isser B. Because there's a bittel on the Baal Yeron, Baal Yimotzei Nashutash Bisu, memela, there's no bittel on the isser Achila of the Chometz. Since there's a bittel on the Nevela, Mimela, there's no bittul on the neder. Because the darvish is shlamatirin. Right, the whole reason that it's considered a darvish is shlamatirin is because it's a mitzvah l'mitshila tshule, but there's no mitzvah l'tshule if it's an avela. But because there's bittul, memela there's a mitzvah l'tshule, and since there's a mitzvah to be shol on the nether, mel stovish shlamatir, and there's no bittul. So the bittul of the nevela is a siba for the e bittul of the nether. The bittul of the bayra by a matzah in tashbis was a siba for the non bittul of the iser achila. Ubevadai. ולכאורה איך ייתכן דבר והיפוכו בנושא אחד? How could it be? Well, the same thing that it's bottle for one and not bottle for the other, and the reason it's bottle, not bottle for B is because it's bottle for A. איך ייתכן? איפה ההיגיון פה? ועוד יותר שנשתמש בדבר לסיבה של היפוכו, זאת אומרת לעשות את הביטול לסיבת אי הביטול, to make the bittle a reason for the אי ביטול. איך ייתכן? ובוודאי לא היה יצויר שכזה אם הביטול היה בעצם המציאות. אבל מכיוון שכל הביטול הוא רק בדין, אין שום סתירה בדבר. אם אנו אומרים שלדין אחד הוא נחשב לבטל, ולדין שני נחשב לקיים. If we're talking about מציאות, if the מציאות, it's bottle or it's not bottle, she's pregnant or she's not pregnant. It's going to go one way or the other, sweet friends. You can't have it both ways. It's bottle or not bottle. But the answer is here we're talking about din. We're not talking about metzias. We're talking about bittul bedin. If we say that it's for one thing, it's considered bottle, and for the second, not. L'inyanif kagon, l'mashal, l'inyanif ve'la v'neder. Sheha isur neve'la nitbatel v'an leder, no litbatel. So it's bottle for one, not bottle for the other, because it's a din, if shall lefatzel, a din, you can distinguish between the two. Not in the mitzias, you can't. If it's bottle, it's bottle, if it's not, it's not. The answer is, b'din, it's bottle in one, not in the other. V'od yoter boleta davar b'isur achila v'isur bal yeresh b'chametz. Av b'shnei esur malo b'im mitzut shal chametz. V'lo kamo neder v'nevela sh'yesh shnei shemot l'shnei ha'isurim. ואם היינו אומרים דעצם המציאות החמץ נתבטל, הרי מילא איסור אכילה אין על מה לחול, אלא מכיוון שרק הדין של בעל ירא נתבטל, עדיין איסור אכילה בתוקפו עומד. So this is even more emphasized in the איסור אכילה בעל ירא and איסור אכילה נתבטל בעל ירא of חמץ, that it's a din, because these two איסורים are coming from the מציאות of חמץ. By the nevela and the neder, so one is מצד the neder and one is מצד the חפץ of the nevela. But here, ממש, we're talking about חמץ on both of them. And they're not two shemas iser nifradim. One's shem nevela, one shem neder. Here we're talking about the same thing. So if the mitzios of the chametz was mizbatel, then there's no iser achila. Where's the iser achila going to be chal? But since we're just talking about dins, there still can be an iser achila. Okay. So that's gevaldik. Obviously, there's still tons more to say. We're in Os Pehei 85. And there are 122 osios in this shtickle, in this parak. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barov Rachamav V'chasadov, that he continue giving us life and health, and we're able to zoche to continue. Mir Tzashem. Simcha B'tuv Leiv of Meirov Kol. Shalom Shalom Sweetest Friend. Thank you so much for listening.